If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. On the heels of Monday Night Football, where the Dallas Cowboys beat the New York Giants tonight 23-16 in the Meadowlands at MetLife Stadium. Got a lot of callers here. Leave Cooper Rush in, even when Dak is healthy. I was talking to you about Daniel Jones. I said Daniel Jones needs to start packing his bags, and people are telling me about the interception that he threw tonight. That wasn't his fault. I'm like, hey, listen, that man needs to leave anyway. And then obviously earlier on in the show, we talked about some other teams. Talked about the Bills and the Bucks, the Raiders who have yet to win a game. The Jaguars beating the Chargers. We talked about the Dolphins. We'll have plenty of time to talk about the Dolphins, I think, over the next several weeks because they're looking damn good right now. Russell Wilson, is he looking good? I don't know what he's looking like. That was a tough watch between the 49ers and the Broncos. Ugh. It's like, what am I looking at? Slop? No thanks. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. So here's a little bit of a rundown. I told you, Cowboys beat the Giants 23-16. Cooper Rush has 215 yards passing. He throws the go-ahead touchdown to CeeDee Lamb, a one-handed pass, pretty much one-handed catch, I should say, to pretty much seal the game from a scoring perspective. And a matter of fact, let's hear it one more time, courtesy the Cowboys Radio Network.
Brown in the right slot. Elliott to the left of Rush, first and goal, outside the one. Snap back, Rush looking left, fade, Lamb, caught in one hand. Touchdown, Cowboys!
Ooh, Cowboys Radio Network. That's Cooper Rush. He threw a touchdown. Nice. And in the seal of the game, the New York Giants had the ball. Daniel Jones has the ball. And on one play, not only did Sterling Shepard blow out his knee without any type of assistance. Yes, the turf monster in MetLife Stadium got another player. And Odell Beckham Jr., he was online telling everybody, listen, the NFL makes billions of dollars. We still got guys running around out there on that stupid turf. Let's get some grass. So Sterling Shepard is probably done for the year. And then on the other hand of things, the receiver that the ball was intended for, from Daniel Jones, slipped. And it ended up in the hands of someone who is really accustomed to just intercepting the football, Trayvon Diggs. He snatched it. Take a listen to this.
Second and 15. Clock at a minute 17 in the game. Snap to Jones. They stunt. He throws it over the middle. That's intercepted at the 35 by Diggs. And he slides down at the Giant 27.
Yeah, and that was pretty much all she wrote. Diggs was smooth enough to get his hand under the football before it even hit the turf. I want to be careful not to call it grass. It was an INT. And so there was a lot of hype, a lot of excitement from Giant fans like, oh, my God, we're rebuilding. But we might have a chance to start 3-0. Wow. Well, I think all the bright side, everything on the bright side has been punched to oblivion. It ain't happening. So the Dallas Cowboys improve to 2-1. The New York Giants fall to 2-1. And after the kick in that the Eagles handed out to Washington, which will be the Cowboys' next opponent, Eagles are 3-0. And then Washington is 1-2. Ain't nobody thinking about that. And so congratulations to the Eagles just running roughshod through everybody. Name Hurts is an MVP conversation, and you got to love it for a man who was pretty much on a prove-it deal last year and is on a prove-it deal this year. And to see him, like, go and throw three touchdowns yesterday, and the Eagles already had one of the best rushing attacks in the league last season, and it's a beautiful thing in Philly right now. And by the way, Philly, I'll see you tomorrow. Media for the Movement Tour. Yeah, I can't wait to hit up Philly. But besides that, the conversation has been about Cooper Rush. We've taken a couple of calls. People are like, hey, you roll with the hot hand. I'm like, is his hand hot? We roll with the guy who's winning. Is he winning? Mike McCarthy said he was managing. Listen to Mike McCarthy praise Cooper Rush after the win tonight. Listen to the words that he used. Take a listen.
Cooper played very well. You know, came out, wanted to get him a rhythm throw there and really on the first play. And, you know, I thought he did a great job exercising the game plan. We were in a bunch of run checks, run pass checks, all the way down to the one third down that, we had a chance for a big play there. So I thought he managed the game very well.
Yeah, managed the game. Who the hell are we fooling? Is Cooper Rush going out there and just balling out? Is that what you're saying? I'm not. And if you don't like Dak, that's fine too. You're well within your right. But to think that, oh man, we just gonna just not turn the ball back over to Dak is just ridiculous. 855-212-4CBS. Ryan is here from Charlotte. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, thanks as always, JR. I wanted to say that Cooper Rush.
Uh-oh. Well, that sucks. Sorry, Ryan. Your phone doesn't like you. Corey is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's happening, JR? Hey,
how
look,
are
man,
you?
Check this out. I'm doing good. Great to talk to you again,
good,
man. But
good.
I'm also getting sick and tired of this world-class donkey butt. Man, always trying to bring hype to his team every single year, and they turn out to be a dud. All right, Cooper Rush is only doing what he's supposed to do as a backup quarterback. He's helping them win games, but everybody knows he's going to have a good game against Washington. Washington ain't nothing. Man, let Dak Gordon fully get healed and come back to the game and do what he's supposed to do, man. That's what he's getting paid $40 million for, man. Gordon get healthy. But I just hope he just go and think to himself and not trying to rush himself back, you know?
No, reasonable. I hear that. Thank you, Corey, for calling from Baltimore. Dak Prescott did have the stitches taken out of his hand. The next game on the 2nd of October is going to be against Washington. And so you want to run the risk of sending him back out there right now? It is Washington, but if he can go out there and grip the ball, throw the ball, I see no reason why not. Richard is calling from Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Richard?
Oh, JR, these people are driving me nuts.
Okay.
Cooper Rush replaced Dak. He threw how many touchdowns tonight?
Oon.
Yeah. With greater potential, you have greater risk. That's a given. But Dak has far greater potential. I say, yeah, give him an extra week so that thumb is more thoroughly healed. But when he's ready, he's the man.
Yeah,
Put it on his shoulders and riding.
Yeah, I hear you. No, Cooper Rush needs to be back on the sidelines holding Dak's water. I get it. Elliot is calling from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Elliot?
How you doing, JR? How's your night going?
It's absolutely amazing, man. I'm getting paid to talk about sports, so I'm good. What's up?
I'm not going to be talking about the Cowboys and the Giants. I'm going to be talking about a team that actually probably has the potential of winning something. I wanted to talk about the Broncos and ask you, like, do you really think that this head coach is it for them? Because I kind of doubt it. Like, if you need someone to help you manage game day calls, I don't think you're really ready to be a head coach. Maybe go 1 year out and go get that Josh McDaniels. He's not doing too hot in Raiderland, so why don't you actually get someone that's game day ready? Because we don't need a game manager. Like, we have a good team. We need someone that actually knows what they're doing and call good plays. Like, I just don't think that he cuts it.
No, I understand that, and you're correct, Elliot, for calling from Houston. Thank you so much. We had a caller even before the season started. He took a look at Nathaniel Hackett, and he basically buried him right away. And I said, listen, give the guy a chance to go out there and actually coach a game first. And we know right out of the – it didn't take him too much any damn time. Right out of the gate, he had issues. We saw what took place in Seattle. You know, Russell goes back, and they got a 4th-and-5, and he didn't have him go out there. He decided to kick a 64-yard field goal. You know, they take on Houston. They walk away with a victory. Last night, they had a crap-tacular game against San Francisco, 11-10. And Russell Wilson sat around after the game and told everybody, oh, yeah, it's great. I love it. It's a great defensive matchup. Well, listen, man, we know you want to throw around the rock. And I know that Coach Nathaniel Hackett even brought out, I forgot the gentleman's name, but he brought someone out of retirement just to help with the clock management. And, yes, it's not easy, first-year head coach. I'm not ready to completely bury the guy. I'm not all that sold on the Broncos as they are. I looked at this as a team that could get into the postseason as a wild card. I'm not expecting them to win the division. If they can hold on with their 2-1 record and do so, then God bless them. Okay, we know this much. This is a it's a tough division. We know that right out of the gate. And I don't see this as being a squad that's, especially in the first year, that's ready to do it, whether or not Hackett was there or not. And so the Broncos, I find them to be good. Do I find them to be Super Bowl good? Like contend in a championship game good in the AFC? No, I don't. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Cody from Colorado. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, JR? Listen, a long time. I always get off work late. Love listening to your show. Originally wanted to talk about the NFC East, but having the Broncos brought up, man, I'm obviously from Colorado. I bleed blue and orange. Nathaniel Hackett's not our guy. If you can't manage a clock, you can't manage a football game, you know. I think Russell Wilson, we should have taken that 1 year we had with him before signing $250 million contract. With that being said, though, I want to jump back over to NFC East and Cooper Rush. The man, he can put the ball where it needs to be some. We need a quarterback that can do that all the time. If you're going to be the quarterback of America's team with Jerry Jones always doing the interviews, you need to perform, and I don't think he can perform, especially with you've got Hurts climbing in the East. And, you know, we don't worry about the Commanders or anything. The Giants had a chance, but even the organization screwed up Daniel Jones. Honestly, Cooper Rush needs to go to the bench. I want the Broncos to win. Don't think they will. And, JR, you guys are awesome. Hope you guys are having a great night.
Well, thank you, Cody. I agree with just about everything that Cody said there. I agree with everything he said. What do we got here? Lou calling from Rochester. Go ahead, Lou.
Hi, JR. Listen, I think I agree with your moderator. I think that Prescott has reached some kind of ceiling. I think his best year was his rookie year. He is prone to a lot of mistakes like that. Caller from Vegas, which seems to be a Cowboys fan, said. And I think that Jones can be a lot better quarterback. He just is not equipped with really good receivers, at least as how they're currently constituted. They were really bad.
You're covering both ends of the spectrum. You're talking about both the Cowboys and the Giants?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of either team. However, I do like the NFL, and I make various observations, and I think that
I would hope so.
Jones can be a good quarterback.
Well, Lou, let's hold on. We'll get to Daniel Jones. So I understand what you're saying about Dak. It's a simple question. Would you rather, throughout the course of the season, do you feel more confident putting Dak Prescott out onto the field or just leaving Cooper Rush out there?
Of course, he has more talent. But maybe tries a little too hard.
I didn't ask that. Who would you feel more comfortable with starting?
I mean, Prescott. He has more physical talent, experience.
Yeah.
You know, he's led that team for a number of years. And he is damn good.
Yeah.
But he may have reached some sort of ceiling.
Maybe. Maybe. Well, the thing is, when it comes down to Cooper Rush, whatever ceiling or floor that Dak has, Cooper may not even be in the same building. Now,
I'm not vying for Cooper Rush, although he has played well the last two games.
Sure. Well, that's kind of the crux of what we've been discussing is how you move forward.
If it's up to that, I mean, obviously it would be Prescott.
Okay. Well, Lou, the other element that you had mentioned was more so about Daniel Jones and his receivers tonight. And you're right. The Giants offense for the past several years has just been hot trash. And unfortunately, Daniel Jones, for his own physical gifts, he's been given a little bit of a raw deal, but then a lot of his decision making hasn't necessarily put him in the best positions as well. And whether it's a decision to throw a pass to the wrong guy, and I'm not referring to his singular pass at the end of the game to Diggs, or whether it's a matter of, man, do I slide? Do I challenge the runner? Daniel Jones will knock himself out by going a little too far. Like, there comes a point in time as a quarterback where you have to evaluate, like, your role and how important you are to the team. Do you want to go for it? Do you want to run out of bounds? Do you want to slide? Do you want to go for extra yards? Sometimes you have to do what gets the job done and what will actually keep you in the game so you can continue to make plays. And so Daniel Jones is a sitting duck. He's a sitting duck for a new regime who didn't select him, who did not extend his contract, for a team that's going absolutely nowhere, and it sucks. Daniel Jones is basically, he's an NFL purgatory right now. He is. He's just playing this season out. It's not like Lamar Jackson where you play the season out and you get paid big bucks. Daniel Jones is going to be looking around going, man, what the hell do I do next in my career? Where do I go? Am I even going to get a chance to start? It's a disaster. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he got his ass whooped. He was sacked 5 times tonight. Lawrence sacked him 3 times by himself. And Daniel Jones, after the game, he said, oh, yeah, they were all up in my business.
They're a good front. They're a good defense. You got to give credit to them. They played hard. But, yeah, I think there's things we can all do better with that, and that starts with me and, you know, finding space to step up, finding space to move around the pocket and make some plays. So I'll study that, and we all will, but credit to them. They're a good front. They're a good defense.
Oh, man, it's just it's like, oh, man, this guy talks. He's on a road to nowhere. It's just sad. Daniel Jones finishing out his contract. God knows what's going on with him. You got Saquon Barkley, who is showing just glimpses of what he was when he first came into the league. Looked like someone who could be a 1,000 Roger Craig type threat, Marshall Faulk type threat, and the injuries have eaten him alive. And the New York Giants, they have no reason to give him one of these massive contracts at the running back position, especially knowing that they're rebuilding. They got dead weight on the books from Dave Gettleman. It is a sad, sad story for the Giants. If you thought trying to figure out whether or not Cooper Rush should still quarterback the team when Dak is healthy, imagine being a Giants fan. They looked like some miserable individuals in the stadium by the time that game was done. Enjoy the 2-1 because that might be as good as it gets. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR? Let me give you your flowers right now. I appreciate what you do, and I know there are young people who hear you and they want to model themselves behind what you're doing, and you're doing it so well. I know we'll end up with some really good people out there on the air in the near future.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, thank you, and good for them. Instead of flowers, I'll take Jack. That'd be nice. Anyway, shout outs to all my friends up at Drexel University. I'll be rolling through there as we continue on the Media for the Movement tour. Thank you to all my friends with Special Olympics as we try to spread the good news about just giving everybody a chance and an opportunity to compete in things that we love, like sports and athletics. And also thank you, big thank you to Experian for also being an advocate for just equality and treating people like people. And so the Media for the Movement tour continues. Last week where we were able to get things started at Fordham University. And this week I'll be in Philly at Drexel University. I'll keep you up to date as I continue to move all across the country. But right now we got the phone lines open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And before we went to break, I told you about what is a sad situation with a sad team that is absolutely going nowhere. And I know there's probably some fans out there that will go, oh, 2-1 and they still winning record. And that's the New York Giants. Like I didn't take anything that they've done so far this year serious. They're trying to figure things out with their first-year head coach and their first-year general manager and their players that are on the team from a prior regime who they are trying to get rid of. Daniel Jones, where's he going? I don't know. It won't be with the Giants next year. The same thing for Saquon Barkley. What are the Giants going to pay this man for? To lose? It has nothing to do with Saquon, but they basically drafted him to just try to help out Eli Manning. And where did that get them? There's a reason that Dave Gettleman is gone. Jerry Reese, I mean, everything except for Ernie Accorsi, they've hit the skids. And so the New York Giants are just in a ridiculous rebuilding situation. And they ain't going to really move forward until they get a quarterback. They've been able to draft some decent pieces on defense. You have Thibodeau now. It's just still sad. What is the New York Giants offense? What is it? Like, what is it? Besides being pitiful. You look at Cooper Rush and just go, come on, you tell me. Let's roll Cooper Rush out there. You see Daniel Jones play? And not tonight. I'm not talking about tonight, period. 855-212-4CBS. Taylor's calling from Atlanta. Go ahead, Taylor.
What's going on, JR? How you doing this evening?
Very well.
Well, I wish I could say the same. I'm a Giants fan. I had to watch the game. My old man, he a Cowboys fan, and I try to come up with every excuse. But, you know, it's sad. You know, I'm still a believer that, hey, we need to establish an O-line, and, hey, Daniel Jones was pretty much given his warning. That's why they didn't pick up his fifth-year option. But like I told Shep, and I know this might be being petty and making a reach, but the only reason Cooper Rush is doing good is because last year he was on the Giants and he got to learn. I know that's a stretch, but I gotta say something to make me feel good. That
okay.
Being said, have a good night.
Oh, you as well, Taylor. Yeah, Cooper Rush did an amazing job, you know, shuttling between the practice squad and the real roster. Whatever helps the case, right? Ryan is here from Charlotte. Maybe this time his phone works. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR. There was some kind of signal problem, but I'm back now. Thank you again.
Okay, sure.
But what I was saying, though, was you know, what Cooper Rush is doing right now is that's what a backup quarterback is supposed – a decent backup quarterback is supposed to come in for 2, 3, 4 games or whatever, temporary, and, you know, hold the fort down. If they're a decent one, you know, they may win some games. That's what he's doing now. Yes, they're winning, and I don't think he looks awesome right now. I mean, it's been close games. There hasn't been a whole lot of scoring. I know defense has been taking over a lot of these games, but he doesn't look, you know, that great yet. I mean, it's still Dak's team. I still rather have Dak Prescott in there. Like, we had a similar situation here with the Panthers a few years ago when Kyle Allen came in when Cam was injured, and he looked great for a few games. Then he got a reality check and came back down to earth. I think that's what's going on here. But there's another point I want to make on this also, a concern I actually have a little bit. It may be too deep into it, but I think Jerry Jones' comment the other day, I just think that was so stupid and ridiculous about a quarterback controversy when you're paying the quarterback this much money. I think there might be an ulterior motive behind this because we saw a similar situation to that. You know, when Dak first got there and Tony Romo was there, and then Romo got injured, and there was all the Romo's still our quarterback, we're going to stick with him. But then Dak ends up looking better, and next thing you know, Tony Romo was gone. You have to wonder a little bit: is Jerry Jones, like, did Dak maybe rub him the wrong way with somehow, or something else going on, and he's wanting this to happen? You
Ryan,
don't know.
Did you start off your statement by saying Jerry Jones said something stupid?
Well, this isn't the first time.
Well, exactly. I mean, we can probably publish an entire book of Jerry Jones saying stupid things. This would probably sit somewhere in the back. This is how he operates. And thank you, Ryan. Jerry Jones runs his football team like it's Hunger Games. Like, let's put everybody in the woods and see who comes out on top. May the best man or woman win. Hey, two coaches? Yeah, I'm paying a head coach, and I want him to do the best job. But let me put the fear of God into him that the assistant will take his job. Oh, I'm paying a quarterback $40 million? Yeah, who cares? We got the backup in there right now. Did the backup throw in the touchdown or interception? He did neither. Well, anyway, let's just leave him out there. Let's hope for a controversy. Like, there is a way to push competition. The NFL is inherently competitive. It's dog eat dog. You don't do the job, someone takes yours. That's just flat what it is. I don't think we need to over-pressure or prod or be an annoyance. For what? There comes a point in time where it is useless outside of being annoying, and it does the opposite. It doesn't team build. It's not iron sharpening iron. It's just Jerry Jones being a pain in the ass. That he's a pro at. And making money. But not winning. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls before I am forced to roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener. I'm loving the show.
Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to you and I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, there's so much that has gone on today that we couldn't even fit it all in. NBA Media Day, we'll get into that, especially as some of these stories just continue to roll on. Zion Williamson looks like a completely different human being. Yeah, it's like a... And this is going to sound weird. It's like he dropped the baby weight. He looks like an adult. He doesn't look like a young, chubby dude who's a bully. He looks like someone who's just taken his diet serious, has been in the gym. His face is slimmer. He just looks like an adult at 22 years old. I know it's a difficult thing to say. Well, what did he look like last year, chubby? This man looks like he's ready to bust ass, and I just hope that he can last during the course of the season. Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James sharing photos on Media Day. Kevin Durant saying, I was looking for accountability through the entire organization. Kyrie saying, my vaccination or the decision not to get vaccinated cost me money. Just so much that's gone on. So we'll have plenty of time to get into that. If you did not hear, Myles Garrett, unfortunately, leaving the Browns practice facility, he was in a car accident. His Porsche overturned multiple times. They say he walked away without any broken bones, and so we wish him nothing but the best in his recovery. And then also before the break, obviously, we talked about Monday Night Football as the Dallas Cowboys handled and took care of, especially in the second half, the New York Giants. The final score, 23-16. And before we went to break, one of our callers just really pointed out that Jerry Jones is known for just saying wild things. Like, you would think Jerry Jones wants all of the coaches to get into a room and battle it out to the death. Wants his players to go out there, battle it out to the death. And you think he's, I guess, trying to motivate his guys? He's done it with his coaches. Mike McCarthy is my head coach, but he knows he's not going to be the head coach forever. Yeah, Mike McCarthy, I hired him as my head coach, but I hired some people that could take the job in case it needs to happen. And so even with Dak Prescott going down to a broken hand, he's just saying this out loud. He's just like, yeah, I'd love it if Cooper Rush does so well that we have a quarterback controversy. And sure, of course, why wouldn't you want Cooper Rush to go out there and throw, you know, 6 touchdowns a game? It ain't going to happen. It'd be a nice problem to have. But why don't you root yourself in reality, man? This is what Jerry Jones had to say about wanting a dilemma.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If it comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get there.
Do you think he can do that?
Well, I don't know that, but you can't find on record where I said I thought Dak Prescott could do it.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, it's not the worst thing in the world, but he has a habit of saying things like this all the time. He can't get out the way. And I think we all know that. Otherwise, they'd be having a couple more trophies in the room. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get more of your calls in before we have to roll out. Ben is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS. What's up, Ben? Hey, Ben, they let you outside? Where you at? Oh, damn, he's having a hell of a party. Ezra's calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, what's going on, JR, man? I saw that game tonight, and I can tell you right now, man, the Giants, I'm glad I'm not a Giant fan. I'm from New York. I'm a Steelers fan, though. But, man, the Giants, that is so sloppy the way they team look. And I can only just think about the coach. Because here it is with 3 minutes going into the two-minute warning. He doesn't call a timeout. And the Cowboys, they burn 40 seconds off the clock, right? And I've never seen this before in all my decades of watching football. A team at midfield with 10 seconds left and three timeouts. I've never seen that. It's almost like he wasn't thinking, like, let me give my offense an opportunity to at least kick three or something. You know, they had the ball at midfield with three timeouts and it was 10 seconds left. And it got me to think, man, there's so many bad coaches in the league right now, not for nothing. And three of them are in the same division, in my opinion, in Brandon Staley, Josh McDaniels.
Oh, no.
And I mean, Dave.
Nathaniel Hackett. Go ahead, say Nathaniel Hackett. There you go.
Like that caller from Colorado. Hackett, Brandon Staley, and Josh McDaniels are making Andy Reid look. Andy Reid is loving it. Loving it. Because they're terrible coaches. And Brian Dabo, again, like with Joe Judge, Giants need to get rid of him, man.
Wow. It's early, Ezra. Can these guys, can they get a couple of games under their belt? There are no expectations here. Guys are going to have growing pains. It's just flat what it is. If I'm a New York Giants fan, the last thing I'm worrying about right now is Coach Daboll. And yes, it's one thing to be the offensive coordinator or the defensive coordinator. It's one thing to sit in a big boy's chair and make all of the decisions where they will be picked apart and people will look at you after and go, why'd you take that chance? Why didn't you take this one? There's no winning. There is none, really. Josh Allen, praise Daboll to the high heavens. And now Dorsey took over and we see he's flipping over papers, you know, after the loss to the Dolphins. But, you know, Josh Allen loved him. Thought he was great, thought he was awesome, thought he would do a terrific job. And so what, are you going to bury the guy after three games? They're 2-1. We want to fire him like Joe Judge? Joe Judge has different problems, though. Mac Jones has a high ankle sprain that looks like it'll need surgery. And so a Patriots season down the toilet. And Bill Belichick, I don't even want to know what Bill Belichick is thinking. Not at all. Chris is calling from Jacksonville. What's up, Chris?
Yo, what's going on? Love your show, JR. First-time caller. Listen all the time. I was just piggybacking on the stuff from earlier about when you put in Mike McCarthy saying managing the game. Yeah, that's what a backup's supposed to do. Go in, manage, do what Dilfer used to do. Manage, don't screw up. Not saying he's a Dilfer, but the dude, when he came in, he managed. He's doing what he's supposed to do. They won the two football games that he played in, beat Cincinnati. Hey, that was a hell of a football game tonight. Giants proved that they shucked, but no. I think everybody's overthinking the managing the game, that what he said after. Prescott's coming back when he gets healthy 100%. And we all know Jerry always says asinine things, and which he did the other day. But then when they interviewed McCarthy after that, they asked him the question. He said straight up, no, there's no quarterback controversy.
Yeah, we heard.
That's what I'm saying. I just think everybody's overthinking. Yeah.
No, it's not overthinking. These are the dumbass things that Jerry Jones says.
That's what I'm saying. He says asinine things, but
yeah, but he's the one who can pull the trigger. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked, and I know you wouldn't be as well, if we get three quarters down the way through the season and Jerry Jones isn't happy, where he goes, "Hey Dan, it's your time."
Yeah, like, meaning if Dak comes back in and doesn't play well, I can see it, but, I mean...
No, not Dak. No, I'm sorry, not Dak. Dan, as in Quinn.
What, and fire McCarthy and bring Dan Quinn as the head coach?
Yes, yes.
I think Kellen Moore would be a better spot at it first than Dan Quinn would. He didn't do crap at Atlanta.
Yeah, well that...
I mean, yes, I... Let me say that, hold that.
Okay.
Yes. He got the one super yes. He,
okay,
he
well, let's...
He that
let's,
one because they didn't run the ball right. I mean,
let's
come
be
on.
Accurate.
We all know they...
And if we have to, if we also have to think about who he's really talked up It hasn't been Kellen Moore. It's been Dan Quinn. Okay? I'm pretty sure if you threw these two dudes in the room and said, hey, Mike McCarthy is done, Jerry Jones would find great joy and great pleasure by watching these two dudes pummel each other in a room to figure out who's going to be the coach. And then you got Sean Payton, I guess, waiting in the wings somewhere when the season is done. This just... Welcome to Dallas Cowboysville. Welcome to Jerry's world. Let's run the circus. I know we don't have circuses too much because, you know, you can't bring animals and it's inhumane to shepherd them around a country, whatever the case may be. We don't have the circus like we used to. Ringling Brothers is gone. For now, I think they're trying to bring it back with less animals. But who needs a circus when you got Jerry Jones and the Cowboys? We don't need a whole lot now, do we? Sean is calling from D.C. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, what's going on, JR? First time caller, long time listener. I diehard Cowboy fan, sitting at the cigar lounge, smoking a stogie, enjoying myself. But the call tonight, it's like they wanted the Giants to win. That hole in the end zone was just like, could have changed the whole game around. I mean, clearly they were cheating, but I mean, we got the victory. I'm happy about that. So Jerry Jones, he is who he is. The players to stay in the locker room and kneel. Yeah. Instead of going out to kneel, I started to burn every jersey I had.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sean. Hey, Sean, I appreciate. Are you rolling? You smoking a cigar now? What you rolling up?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I just got in, man. Just try and give me a little salad. Give me a little salad. Give me some.
Oh, energy. That was salad leaves or
yeah,
something
salad,
else?
Yeah, man. Chopped up the salad leaves. You know, trying to get me a little healthy. Trying to be healthy.
Okay.
But yeah, well, man. I love your show, man.
Thank you.
Doing what you're doing. Even when the people are controversial and talking against you, I love the way you hold your own. I wish I was in Philly, not too far away. I'm not doing that. I'll get free. I'm going to try to make it up to Philly just to meet you personally.
Well, listen, Sean, I swing through D.C. quite a bit, so don't worry about that, okay?
That'll work.
All right. Thank you, Sean, for calling from D.C., and thank you to everybody for listening all over North America. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief, but don't move. Amy Lawrence, she's up next. Thank you, Shep.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.